Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the government shutdown drags on, the Trump administration announces that food assistance for some 40 million Americans will be cut off as of this weekend. President right now is in Tokyo. He has met with the emperor and will meet with the country's first woman prime minister later tonight. Hurricane Melissa has already killed three people in Haiti and is now headed for eastern Cuba and for Jamaica as a Category 5 storm. ABC's Ike Ajachi is in Kingston, Jamaica.
Now, right now, it is a little light. The rain is coming down intermittently. The wind is a little light, starting to pick up. That's expected to get really, really intense. This storm has forced airport shutdowns island-wide, sending residents here in a scramble for supplies in what could be the strongest storm to hit Jamaica ever.
Russia has tested a new nuclear-powered cruise missile capable of reaching nearly 9,000 miles. That as the Ukraine war drags on and as the Kremlin warns the U.S. against sanctioning strikes deep inside Russia. This is ABC News. Mass shooting at Lincoln University during the Pennsylvania College's homecoming weekend.
Officials say the shots were fired outside of the university's International Cultural Center following a football game. Authorities arresting Dekaeus Morgan Thompson on gun charges, but they say it's not clear whether his weapon was used in the shooting. So far, authorities say they don't believe this incident was a planned mass shooting.
ABC's Morgan Norwood, one person was killed in that shooting, six others injured, and classes have been canceled for today. Boeing workers at three Midwest plants where military aircraft and weapons are developed have voted to reject the company's latest offer. They continue their strike against Boeing that began almost 3 months ago. Tinder rules are changing, so if you're an online dater, you're going to have to take a selfie video of yourself going forward.
There are some security concerns. You are giving over some of your biometric data to the match group. Tinder does say that they delete these videos shortly after they're used.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This is your reminder that we are in the final days of the City of Park Falls fall cleanup. City residents are urged to clean up their properties at this time, and city trucks will haul leaves, yard waste, and garden waste left at the curb line or alley until October 31st. All leaves, yard waste, and garden waste must be in bags and set up for collection within this time period. No rocks, concrete, dirt, animal waste, or any material from remodeling or construction will be picked up. The city will also chip brush during this time. Chipping of routine yard brush will be done at no charge for any quantity under 5 cubic yards. Chips will be removed unless otherwise requested. All brush must be placed on the boulevard or alley, with the butt end facing the street or alley. If you'd like to haul your own brush and yard waste, there is a dump site available 7 days a week behind the city garage. Please look for a sign. The City of Park Falls thanks you very much for your cooperation during these efforts to keep our city looking pretty. Tuesday, November 11th at 5 p.m., there's a Veterans Day steak dinner over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Featuring New York strip steak with stuffy herbs, secret marinade, baked potato, salad, sauteed mushrooms, and onions, and dessert provided by the Post 182 Legion Auxiliary. There is pre-order takeout available from November 8th through to the 10th. From 6 to 9 p.m., just call 715-762-3032. It is $25 per plate. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, November 11th, beginning at 5 p.m. and running until they're sold out over at Post 182 right here in Park Falls. Medicare open enrollment began on October 15th. Joanne Krulitz shares tips on how to protect yourself when enrolling.
When taking part in open enrollment, consumers should beware of scammers. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Enrollees or their family members may want help navigating the open enrollment process and choosing the right plan for their circumstances.
There are unsolicited requests that should be avoided when dealing with Medicare open enrollment.
Scammers and dishonest actors often try to take advantage of older consumers during the same period by impersonating Medicare and asking for their Medicare account information and selling unnecessary or fraudulent health products or services.
Michelle Reinen says that there are trusted resources to utilize to avoid any issues caused by suspected scammers.
Instead of clicking links in emails, texts, or online ads and pop-ups, consumers always need to visit Medicare's website by typing in the address directly themselves or calling the phone number on the back of their Medicare card.
If you are a victim of a Medicare enrollment scam or any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at PanacquaCars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Dolores Rita Bergmark of Mississippi passed away on Saturday, October 18th, at her home, surrounded by her loved ones at the age of 90. Dolores was born in Park Falls. She is survived by her loving husband, Eugene Bergmark, by her daughters, Janet Manson and Joanne Lampkin. Further survived by her son, David Bergmark, along with her granddaughters and sister-in-law, and by many nieces and nephews. Graveside service for Delora will be held October 30th in Louisiana. This has been the funeral notice for Dolores Rita Bergmark of Mississippi. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of every obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers sink the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves in the mirror and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, volleyball from the weekend. We had regional champs that were crowned. Rib Lake, the number one seed, defeated Winter 25-19, 25-11, 26-24. So Rib Lake, the number one seed, now will host the rival school, Prentice, the two seed, Prentice, with a 25-23, 25-23, 25-10 win over Mellon. So Prentice at Rib Lake, Thursday, 7 o'clock. We will have that game for you right here on 98Q. The winner of that game will get the winner of Prairie Farm and Turtle Lake. They play at Turtle Lake, all that in Division 5 action. In Division 4, the regional teams that advance, including Webster, Clear Lake, McDonald Catholic, and Regis from the north, advancing on to sectionals. Eight-player football, it was Flambeau, number one seed. They win 38-20 over Frederick. They advance on. Athens from the Northern Conference was defeated by Lena St. Thomas Aquinas over the weekend in their action. And Hurley, also, they took on North Crawford. North Crawford defeated them to advance on. Of course, cross country, we brought you action, and we are going to archive those results coming up. The audio from that, it's loading as we speak. If you want to listen back to that, cross country folks, we'll have it at 98qcountry.com under the podcast. Gavin Esterholm, sectional champion individually, and he set a course record to advance on to state. And team-wise, the Riblake Prentice team edging out Phillips for the sectional championship, as the Riblake score was Prentice Riblake with 55 points and Phillips with 56. Yeah, very close. But Riblake Prentice advances on. They are the number one team rated in the state. But as you can see, Phillips boys are right there too. So both Phillips and Riblake Prentice teams advance on, and we will have the coaches and athletes. We'll honor them on Reality Radio Wednesday morning by chatting with them in the 9 o'clock hour. On the girls' side, Leah Harper is the sectional champion as she advances on as the individual sectional champion. Haley Bodo of Shawamigan also qualifies individually, as did Kylie Orison of Riblake Prentice. But on the team side, it was the Phillips girls' day as they win the championship with a team score of 44. Washburn in a tightly contested battle for that number two spot. Washburn was 74. Solon Springs right there at 77. Shawamigan came in fourth for the girls with 89. But Phillips and Washburn advance on individually. We have the complete results of those posted for you at 98qcountry.com. If you go into the sports tab and check out sports scores, you can link to the complete results from cross country from this past weekend. Northwoods
weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there may be a sprinkle or two. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 30s for a low tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33. 98Q
Country. I was having a sleepover one night. We was 12 years old, and so a bunch of 12-year-old boys, we got sleeping bags in the living room floor. It's a very fun night. At the end of the night, I did not know they were going to do this, but at the end of the night, they're like, we're going to watch Friday the 13th. So I stand up in front of them alone, and I say, I don't think I'm allowed to watch this. I expected others to join me. When no one joined, the kid's mom came over to she was just trying to save me the embarrassment. She's trying to be sweet. And she goes, you know what? She goes, maybe just don't tell your parents about it. And I said, that's going to be pretty hard because I've already called them and they're on their way.
I wake up with it. I play the contest. I listen all day.
98Q Country.
I saw a truck backing out of your drive. You were sitting in the passenger side. I couldn't believe 2 weeks ago that was you and me riding down these old back roads singing our songs. Now everybody around our town's been whispering. A tear in your eye says I should have been.
wanted your space, so I backed off, did whatever it takes. Never really thought you were that ready for moving along. Now I ain't leaving till I hear you say what's going on. It'll be what it will be, it's either him or me.
Country.
Dear Lord, can you help me?
I've fallen out of grace. I'm crawling back to heaven from this hell on earth I made. My blood is getting heavy. There's metal in my veins. It's running like the river filled with all of my mistakes. On my knees I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. Wondering where and when I fell apart. Oh, I fell apart. In these chains, I'm haunted by the lies of every time I said I'd change. I'm slipping through the shadows, it's weighing on my soul. The lights are shining on me, but there ain't nobody home. On my knees, I'm looking up. I need a different kind of drug. I'm wide awake and I'm dreaming. For my demons, but angels only meet you where you are, and I'm in the dark. At least for now, Lord, I ain't losing hope that somehow you can make a heart of gold from this heart of stone. From this heart of stone.
Well, I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise. Girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. Then I saddle up my horse and I ride him through the city. I make a lot of noise, cause the girls, they all so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, cowboy.
Big and Rich, 98Q Country, 27 after 7. Joel here, the morning show. We're coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. It's a smile, it's a listening ear, it is a helping hand. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. How'd the weekend go for you? You're glad it's Monday? All right. Are you sad it's Monday, or are you glad it's Monday? That right there will tell me if you how your weekend went. I know a lot of you had a good time at Fright Fest, of course, going on here in Park Falls. We were out at the cross-country sectionals broadcasting, and the audio from the awards ceremony, by the way, is, I don't know if it's there yet, it'll be there in moments, and also the broadcast of the Prentice, very exciting sectional qualifying win. They defeated Mellon in the regional final. So the broadcast of that game and the awards ceremony and interviews with our cross-country athletes all will be available momentarily at 98qcountry.com. I see the wheel spinning as I speak. It's loading into the system as we speak, 98qcountry.com/podcast. Well, actually, 98, let me change that, 98qcountry.com, and then there's a podcast tab you can hit to go up there. So it was a beautiful, beautiful day out there at Phillips at the cross country event on Saturday. Enjoyed my time. It was warmer than I thought it was going to be, which is, I'm all right with that. But what a beautiful facility out there. Thanks to the cross country folks for having us out there, and just a beautiful open field. It's just a great setting out there. So we qualified the Phillips boys and girls teams and the Rib Lake Prentice boys team, Kylie Orison of Rib Lake individually, and Haley Bodo of Shawamigan individually, all qualified. We will feature the qualifiers and the coaches Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock hour. I believe we've got Shawamigan first, followed by, I believe, Phillips and then Rib Lake Prentice. So it'll be all in the 9 o'clock hour on Wednesday on Reality Radio that will honor those athletes. So that was a busy day on Saturday. Sunday, I had a chance to venture down to the Eau Claire Menominee area. My mom's celebrating her 85th birthday over the weekend, and just so blessed to have not only a long life of a parent, but a quality one too. Just my mom is just an incredible lady. She, to give you an idea, she basically raised, her and my dad raised a household, but we know how that is. Dads, husbands, come on, let's be real here. All right. There were six people in the household, and my mom was the only girl. So we had four boys and then my dad. So she's a strong woman, quite a trooper. So had a nice time sharing family and sharing memories. It's always a good time when you get to do that. So we were on the road quite a bit over the weekend. Good to be stable. Good to be just kind of sitting and enjoying a little cup of coffee. And a nice morning out there, 34 degrees. We'll see temps get up into that 50 range. 50, 52, it looks like. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. If you are trick-or-treating on Friday night, now a lot of you got a trunk or treat thing went on this past weekend here in Park Falls, and there's other stuff like that going on. You probably got enough candy, but if you don't, we've got, let's see, let me check out Friday here. So Friday, they're calling for a high of 45 with a cloudy sky and a slight chance of some overcast. Probably not going to rain, but it's going to be cooler. It's going to be cooler. Not much past 43, 45 right now, they're saying, for Halloween Friday. By the way, the 10th annual Deck the Rails is going on. You can purchase a memory, a wreath in memory of someone, in honor of someone, whatever you want to do. And the wreath will hang from the Old Abe Park rails in downtown Park Falls, and proceeds benefiting the Park Falls Beautification Committee. It's a 20-inch memory wreath, memory honor wreath at Old Abe Memorial Park. Please get those by November 10th. You got about a couple weeks or so. You can stop by City Hall, talk to Shannon, or mail a $30 check to Memory Wreath, care of Shannon Greenwood, Box 408, Park Falls. City Hall down there, too. We'll take care of that for you. It's always been a nice fundraiser and always kind of adds to the festivity of a downtown area when you got those cool wreaths hanging around and stuff like that. Packer, we'll save the Packer talk for the Gray area because I know Gray, I walked in this morning and Gray was smiling and he was giddy and he was, he didn't say the word purple at any point, so I appreciated that. He was just celebrating the green victory, the green and gold victory. We'll talk about the uniforms last night. My wife, I know there's something strange going on during a sporting event when at some point during the sporting event, my wife, she'll just kind of glance at the TV every now and then. She'll just kind of, her eyes will go from bottom right to top left, and she'll just kind of glance by, and she'll make comments like, boy, your team stinks today, huh? Or, or good game, huh? Or yesterday she scanned by it, and she said, what? Why are they wearing those uniforms, I think was the comment that she made. And I told her they were throwback uniforms. It was very confusing because Pittsburgh was in yellow and then Green Bay was in white. And it took me about a quarter to figure out who I was cheering for because it was very confusing. I kept looking at the helmet. Packers had the whiteout helmets. Is that a G on there? I'm pretty sure it's the Packers that just scored. It was very confusing. It was very confusing. Those are 1933 Steeler Pittsburgh. They're actually Pittsburgh Pirate uniforms, they were called back then, from what I understand. So I enjoy it. I enjoy the throwback stuff. But when just a casual fan tunes into a game and they see stripes or whatever's going on, not the uniform we're used to from the current NFL teams, it does catch your eye a little bit, but I like it. I like it all. To me personally, the uglier the better. I just said grab the ugliest uniform you can find from the last 120 years and just let's do that. Let's just throw that out on the field. I can't imagine too many people are going to be going to the merch store at NFL.com and buying that Steeler uniform that they wore last night. But maybe. It had a weird, it was just, it looked like, here's what, the Steeler uniform looked like you at the deer hunting camp after like the third day. That's exactly. Can I get those out there? All right, there you go. Yeah, it looked like you. You're just like, I'm just giving up. I don't know. There's a color in the middle. I don't know what that is. And then there's something out of the bottom. It just looked like deer hunting camp. Twice an hour, we get you news and sports. Stick around. You won't want to miss the Gray Area today. We've got some sports and some non-sports related topics that I want to get to when Mr. Gunderson joins us just a little bit after 8. Twice an hour, news and sports update. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As the government shutdown drags on, the Trump administration announces that food assistance for some 40 million Americans will be cut off as of this weekend. President right now is in Tokyo. He has met with the emperor and will meet with the country's first woman prime minister later tonight. Hurricane Melissa has already killed 3 people in Haiti and is now headed for eastern Cuba and for Jamaica as a Category 5 storm. ABC's Ike Ajachi is in Kingston, Jamaica.
Now, right now, it is a little light. The the rain is coming down intermittently. The wind is a little light, starting to pick up. That's expected to get really, really intense. This storm has forced airport shutdowns island-wide, sending residents here in a scramble for supplies in what could be the strongest storm to hit Jamaica ever.
Russia has tested a new nuclear-powered cruise missile capable of reaching nearly 9,000 miles. That is, the Ukraine war drags on, and as the Kremlin warns the U.S. against sanctioning strikes deep inside Russia. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Cleaned out your medicine cabinet but missed Saturday's drug take-back day? No worries. You can safely dispose of your unused meds at one of Wisconsin's permanent drug drop boxes on your schedule. You can find a collection site near you at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Price County's drop boxes are at the Park Falls Police Department and the Price County Safety Building. November 1st, from 2 to 4 p.m., it's the third annual Lugerville Trunk or Treat. Be sure to bring your little ghouls and goblins to Lugerville for candy and fun. This will be taking place at Crane Chase Bar and Grill, Flambeau Sports General Store, and Goble South Fork. If you're interested in donating or participating, you can contact one of the businesses. They want people to decorate their vehicles at all three locations. Once again, this is taking place November 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. over in Lugerville. Wisconsin could have a state microbe, Isabella Nieto reports.
A bill proposed in Madison last week would add a type of bacterium to the list of official state symbols, like the state flower, state fish, and state soil. Lactococcus lactis is a bacterium used in cheesemaking, including cheddar, camembert, roquefort, and colby, which lawmakers have previously tried to make the state cheese. A plant pathologist at UW-Madison says Wisconsin has a, quote, microbial economy. And in addition to cheese, the growth of alfalfa, digestion of hay by cows, beer, sauerkraut, and bread are all products of microbial processes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Packers sink the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers rallied in the second half to win 35-25. Matt LaFleur on what he saw from his team despite a slow start.
The greatest thing I saw from our guys was I didn't see any panic. They stayed together, and we cleaned up some things that we didn't do in the first half.
Tight end Tucker Kraft scored his second touchdown of the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we saw some things in the first half where, you know, we were just one block away from this. We looked ourselves in the mirror and we said that wasn't good enough. We came back out in the second half and we executed.
Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was asked about hearing the Go Pack Go chants during the game.
I've heard that chant for 18 years, so Packer fans travel really well. First time in a while I've used silent count for a home game. That's a credit to those Packer fans.
At Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, tournament action over the weekend, volleyball. It was Prentice at home beating Mellon for the regional championship. So Prentice now in Rib Lake. Rib Lake advances on as a number one seed. So Prentice and Rib Lake at Rib Lake High School Thursday night, 7 o'clock. And we will have that game for you right here with Jeff Haken. And congrats to the Phillips boys and girls cross-country teams. The entire team's advancing on to state. The girls winning the sectional championship. The boys finishing second to Rib Lake Prentice. Rib Lake Prentice winning the sectional and advancing on also as a team. Individually, Kylie Orison of Rib Lake Prentice for the girls and Haley Bodo of Shawamigan advancing on. And the sectional champs individually, Leah Harper of Phillips on her home course winning it. And Gavin Esterholm setting a course record winning the boys individual. You can see the results, 98QCountry.com under the sports score tab, and you can listen back to the award ceremony, interviews with the coaches and runners, all at 98qcountry.com. Just click on podcast.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
It's Medicare open enrollment time, October 15th through December 7th. The Price County Elder Benefit Specialist is your trusted local source for Medicare information. During open enrollment, you can enroll, change, or disenroll from Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plans. For assistance, call the ADRC at 1-866-663-3607 and ask for the Elder Benefit Specialist. They can schedule an appointment to review your options so you can choose the plan that is best for your needs.
Are you trying to escape violence and need safe and stable housing? Are you homeless because of violence and need help figuring out your next steps? Embrace Advocates may be able to help. By following the No Wrong Door approach, Embrace ensures survivors will be informed of the housing programs they qualify for and provided with a proper follow-up. If you or someone you know is interested in learning more about Embrace's safe housing and shelter services, call 800-924-0558 or visit embracewi.org. On-call advocates are available 24/7.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, there may be a sprinkle or two. Otherwise, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid 30s for a low tomorrow. Scattered showers with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
98Q Country.
Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
See you and me riding like Bonnie and Clyde.
going 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. She loves shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up, drop the tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl herself. Bottoms up, get them up. Damn, girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any daisy dudes, girl. She got you tapping on the boy show. Hey, dog, check this out, man. It's how them girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. She have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Time to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and feel your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Tonight is bottoms up. Get 'em up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like a whistle. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? It's a night, it's bottoms up. Get 'em up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get 'em up.
Brantley Gilbert there at 98Q Country, coming to you this morning from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. It is the 27th day of October, and I think it's time. Hang on, let me flip the calendar here. So we got, got to move that calendar closer. Gray makes fun of me for even having a physical calendar in the studio. So 1, 2, 3, 4. We're 4 weeks from Saturday away from the Deer Hunters Roundup. All right, so let the fun and frivolity begin. Again, this year, the Deer Hunters Roundup back for another big year. A little bit late. Thanksgiving and all that stuff is a little bit late. It's going to be December 1st, the Monday after Thanksgiving. So sometimes you get a little early, sometimes a little late. So this year, running a little bit late, but we'll have... by the way, the schedule works out where we will have a full Deer Hunters Roundup show each night of the 9-deer gun season, with the exception of Thanksgiving Day. So it works out for us there. So that Deer Hunters Roundup web page, by the way, I will be digging into that this week and updating some of that stuff as far as the show schedule and who will be on. We'll have some special guests on. And we'll be doing our YouTube feed. Once again, got a lot of positive feedback on that last year. So you'll be able to actually see what goes on inside the studio, which, to be honest with you, the first year that happened, I wasn't real thrilled about it. Last year when they did it, I was just like, really? You know, we do the morning show. I go home. I take a nap. I'm not sure I want that. But I look back at it, and I watched it, and said, it's pretty good. It's pretty fun. It was entertaining. It allows me to costume up a little bit in the skunk. I find that skunk hat again. Gotta bring that thing back out. What a weekend. It was pretty nice. I mean, weather-wise, it's pretty good, right? I mean, yesterday was, yeah. I mean, come on, it was October 25th, 6th. What do you expect here? I mean, if you get anything above 50 and some sunshine, we're good. So it was a good weekend, memorable weekend for a lot of our area athletes, for volleyball, for cross country. I want to remind you, this Wednesday on Reality Radio, we will take a whole hour from 9 to 10, and we will talk with the coaches and athletes and honor our state qualifiers for the state cross-country meet. So we'll do that on Wednesday morning. We've got volleyball coverage on Thursday. Stay tuned for we'll try to hook up with some of the coaches involved with that. I got to get on that here this morning, but we will have the game on Thursday night when Prentice travels to Rib Lake. That gym's going to be packed to the gills there at Rib Lake for that contest on Thursday night. And the winner of that game will advance on to the sectional championship, and that's for the right to go to state. So the winner of that game Thursday will get the winner of Prairie Farm and Turtle Lake. They are the 1 and 2 seed. That's another rivalry game. I mean Turtle Lake, Prairie Farm are our rivals, are really close. And Rib Lake Prentice, obviously, that's a couple of good rivalry games for sectional semifinals on Thursday. Coverage to come right here, of course. Your local hometown-minded radio, whatever we do here, 98Q Country. The gray area. Oh, I can just feel like the beginning of a Flintstone episode. I can feel Gray's feet just like scattering below the vehicle. He's ready to go, like a Fred Flintstone episode. He is raring to talk Packer football, and we'll do that and much more in the Gray Area coming up after 8 o'clock.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Insulate your home and save on energy costs. Owens Corning Pink Foamular Insulation Panels are moisture resistant and can be used anywhere, including walls, attics, and basements. Foamular Insulation Panels are available in multiple sizes to fit your project. Visit Menards.com to shop all foam board insulation. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautos.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
98Q Country.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is now in Japan, where he will meet the new prime minister for the first time. She's the country's first woman prime minister. Plans are for the two leaders to discuss trade. Later this week, trade talks with China will be held as President Trump's tour of Asian countries continues. Hurricane Melissa has grown to a powerful Category 5 storm as it approaches Jamaica. ABC's Aika Jachi is in Kingston and has been talking to tourists.
How am I going to get home?
With all major airports now closed on the island, many tourists suddenly finding themselves stuck, caught in the path.
They're blocked out flights all week.
We spoke with Donnelly Gordon, an American visiting from Atlanta, who has been desperate to get off the island since Friday.
Officials say as much as 40 inches of rain could fall in Jamaica. Government shutdown continues. Now the Agriculture Department is warning that the nation's supplemental food program will not be funded past this weekend. This is ABC News. Two suspects now under arrest in connection with the theft of the crown jewels from the Louvre in Paris. Police think they were both trying to flee the country. Investigators in